Thank you for downloading the Focus on the Family Marriage Podcast. You can find more relationship insights at focusonthefamily.com/marriage podcast.
I think it's fairly obvious to many of us that if we just understood our spouse a little bit better and how they're wired, it could prevent a whole lot of conflict, right? I certainly have found out that my wife, Dina, and I are so different, and when we have an issue, it can escalate because one of us isn't understanding the other. It can be over something small, and usually is, and sometimes it becomes quite big, and fortunately that's not too often. I'm John Fuller, along with Greg and Aaron Smalley, and I won't ask for numbers, but what would you say, just generally speaking, how many arguments could be avoided by couples out there if they just took a moment to understand better who their spouse is and what that personality is?
Well, I would say all combat could be avoided if we did this. Conflict is a good thing, and that's going to help you guys learn and grow together.
Okay.
So we're not trying to avoid our disagreements. How we handle them could be dramatically impacted if I can remember in those moments that Aaron is very different than me, thinks differently, her personality is very different. I think as humans, we naturally jump to negative conclusions and we attribute why our spouse is doing something more on the negative way. This is what we do.
Yeah.
And so if I can remember who she is, how God uniquely created her, and how amazing that is, it can help to curb sort of the tendency to jump to the negative. Well, she's only saying that because, you know, she thinks I'm a screw-up, or, you know, she doesn't care, or whatever. And so it just, I think it helps negative thinking and beliefs from building.
I appreciate that. And we're going to hear now from Dr. Kevin Lehman, who is an expert on birth order. And he wrote the classic book, The Birth Order Book. And it's a really helpful tool for a lot of different things, including understanding your spouse. Here he is now with Jim Daly.
Kevin, let's get practical. Let's talk about those combinations and put some meat on the bones of what we've talked about. Talk about two firstborns who marry. Is that typical? What percentage of the population would that represent?
Not typical.
Okay.
We tend to, now I'm speaking in generalities, we tend to marry outside of our birth order. And that's a good thing, because simply marrying outside of your birth order increases the probability of success in marriage.
So opposites attract really does
apply.
Oh,
they do, yeah. Now, when you have firstborns and firstborns together, they spend a lifetime, it seems like, shooting on each other. You should do this, you should do that. They're the great improvers. Okay, they see something that's out of place, and they immediately go over and straighten it up.
So what are some tools that you would recommend that they could do it better?
Well, the division of labor is really important. I'm going to take care of this, and you take care of that. Now, we'll report back and trade notes. I always tell women at my seminars, where are the firstborn women? And I see all these hands go up. I say, I've got a great suggestion for you. Have a wallpaper party. And just invite your firstborn girlfriends to help you wallpaper a room. And here's my prediction. By 11 o'clock in the morning, you'll have blood on the floor. Why? Because you have all these people who know exactly how life ought to be. So you're a firstborn, and you're talking to your firstborn wife. Okay? Now, lots of times you might just say, all right, listen, this is what we're going to do. Bingo. The hairs go up. I mean, the ears are back. Hey, honey, I'd like to ask your opinion about something that I've really been struggling with. Now, the ears are open, the heart's open, you're on the right track. So when you say, put some meat on the bone here for us, those are the kinds of things you learn to say to your bride or to your groom.
Well, there's so many combinations, Kevin, and we can't cover them all, but let's go through a couple of more. Let's
Yes.
talk about firstborn and middleborn.
Pretty good match. Why? Because middle children never had their way at anything. No one ever said to a middle child, honey, what do you think we should do? They were submerged by the firstborn, little Miss Bossy, little Miss Goody Two Shoes, or Mr. Great Student in School, and little Schnooky, the baby of the family that got away with murder. So middle children are a little bit like going down to the blood bank and finding the universal donor, because they go with about everything. A middle child is a good match for a baby. A middle child is a good match, a great match for either an only or a firstborn. They add balance in a very natural way. They never had mom and dad of themselves. They negotiated for everything they ever had in life.
So, and they're comfortable with
it. So that's a good skill to bring into marriage. So hooray for the middle children.
They're the ones that keep peace.
Right. They're the peacemakers. They are.
Let's talk about the other combo, the oldest and the youngest.
Well, that's a naturally good combination. It really is. Firstborn and baby and only born and baby are very good. I remember coming home from CBS television in New York, and I said to Mrs. Uppington, I said, hey, you never said if you liked my spot or not. And she said, oh, you were good.
Ouch. That communicates a message.
Oh, yeah. That's what you call a spit in your soup, by the way. Oh, you were good. So that just sets me up to say, all right, what's the problem? And she's, this is a quote. This is so embarrassing to say. She says, did you have to blow your nose in your tie? Really?
Oh, my goodness.
She says, people read your books. They look up to you. You're a respected psychologist. And there you are blowing your nose in front of Harry Smith at CBS. I said, well, honey, and I explained to her, I said, the floor director was giving us the rap. Okay, I know Harry did not see that signal. And so Harry went to ask a question. In fact, we were talking about birth order that day. He said, Dr. Lima, we never got to your birth order. What's your birth order? Well, the guy's counting down with fingers. You know, I mean, we've got 10 seconds. So I took my tie and feigned that I was blowing my nose in it to communicate that a baby of the family would do anything for a cheap laugh. Well, Mrs. Uppington did not appreciate her husband's humor. Let's just put it that way. But she straightened me up lots of times. But I would tell you in reverse that a Saturday night dinner at our house starts on Thursday. And I'm the one that helps lighten her up with things because she takes things way too seriously. Okay? And she needs me, to put it bluntly. And I think that's the message with the firstborn and the baby, that we really need each other because the firstborn can be too perfectionistic. And remember, perfection is slow suicide.
All right, so we heard the importance of birth order and how it can affect a couple and kind of influence some of the conflicts they have. Erin, I'll put you on the spot. What did you hear in there and what did you think of?
You know, John, I am the baby of the family. Greg is a middle child. So as the baby of the family, I definitely am more fun-loving and used to getting my way. So, of course, marrying a middle child who never got his way, it actually kind of works out.
Well, that's what Kevin said, right? I mean, he said that's not a bad match.
Yeah.
So you don't have any conflict.
Right, because I don't matter and no one sees me anyway. That was actually before coming down here to tape this, John and I were in an executive meeting to where there's probably, 15, 20 executives and everybody was going around the table being called on to give a report of their area. And I got left out.
I thought it was great because your report led to somebody saying, yeah, we need to get together again more with Greg on some things. So
and so he was going to speak up, and I'm like, no, don't.
I'm
it's
the
okay,
firstborn.
Don't worry.
It's wrong that Greg got overlooked.
Exactly, where I'm like, I'm used to being invisible. That's
poor
typical.
Guy.
But that does show up, though, in our marriage because the conflict comes from me wanting peace so bad that when there is an issue that needs to be addressed that we need to deal with, I want to avoid that stuff and I want to fight not to fight. And it drives me crazy when the baby of the family wants to bring up an issue.
I want to bring up every issue because I want peace too. And so from my perspective, it's better to just bring it up and talk about it. And from your perspective, it's better to just avoid it.
Which, by the way, I'm not advocating that that's the right way to do this. It's not. It's just based on that birth order, I work hard to maintain peace and harmony. It's hard for me to suspend harmony when we need to work through something, but we need to work through it.
Yes, and I have grown tremendously in how I bring things up. I used to think everything had to be addressed in the moment in a very harsh manner.
Yeah, I agree. I think we both have grown, and I have confidence now, 28 years later in our marriage, that we can face this stuff and actually not only face it and survive. Like maybe that was my mindset before when we were married. You know, I just want to survive this, but now I go, man, you know what? That's actually going to help us grow. And we're going to learn something, and it's worth it. It's worth it on the other end.
So no matter where you are in your marital journey, it's worth growing. And I've got to say, we've said this about several other books of late, but this is a great book, The Birth Order. If you're not familiar with it, get the book, donate to Focus on the Family, make a gift of any amount today, and we'll send a copy for you. It's our thank you gift for joining the support team. So many people have benefited from Dr. Lehman's insights. I have, the Smalleys have, you will. So get in touch today. Donate either on the phone, 800-A-FAMILY, or at focusonthefamily.com/marriagepodcast. And we also want to just say, if you're in a tough spot, if there's conflict and you can't figure it out, you don't know where to start, call us and we'll schedule a time for a free consultation with one of our caring Christian counselors. It might take a day or two. Sometimes the call volume is pretty significant, but let us know you have that need. They will offer some insight, some biblical advice, and I know you'll find that helpful. Again, our number is 800-A-FAMILY. Well, Kevin Lehman is back next time. For now, I'm John Fuller. On behalf of Greg and Aaron and the rest of the team, thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Marriage Podcast.